Good morning, 21st century world. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rud an seo, which in Gaelic means, you are so very welcome here. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. I was thinking about rain molecules. There are so very many of them. What if I were to consider each one a friend, I thought. If so I did, I would never again feel lonely, strolling in the rain. There is a man, an Irishman, who never wants to greet me. So whenever he meets me on the street, and there are only the two of us coming from the opposite directions on the same footpath, he will all of a sudden pull out his mobile phone and pretend to be talking away to someone to avoid having to greet me. As soon as he passes me, however, he puts the phone back in his pocket. I sometimes wonder what is going on there, but I have no idea why he wishes to avoid saying hello to me. I used to say hello to him, but I would never receive a reply, so I decided best to discontinue greeting. And that is not something that comes easy to me. While it is the way of life in many countries for people not to greet each other on the street, this is Ireland. We all greet each other. Even to total strangers will we say hello. But I do keep in my heart him and his family when I light a candle in the chapel. In today's broadcast, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. It's good we are here. How now, my love? Why is your cheek so pale? How chance the roses there to fade so fast? Belike for want of rain, which I could well beteem them from the tempest of my eyes. Ay me, for aught that I could ever read, could ever hear by tale or history, the course of true love never did run smooth, but either it was different in blood, or crossed too high to be enthralled to low, or else misgrafted in respective years, or spite, too old to be engaged to young, or else it stood upon the choice of friends. O hell, to choose love by another's eyes. Or if there were a sympathy in choice, war, death, or sickness did lay siege to it, making it momentary as a sound, swift as a shadow, short as any dream, brief as the lightning in the collied night, that in a spleen unfolds both heaven and earth, and ere a man had power to say, behold, the jaws of darkness do devour it up, so quick bright things come to confusion. If then true lovers have been ever crossed, it stands as an edict in destiny, then let us teach our trial patience, because it is a customary cross, as due to love as thoughts and dreams and sighs, wishes and tears, poor fancies follow us. A good persuasion, therefore hear me, Hermia. I have a widow aunt, a dowager of great revenue, and she hath no child. From Athens is her house remote 7 leagues, and she respects me as her only son. There, gentle Hermia, may I marry thee, and to that place the sharp Athenian law cannot pursue us. If thou lovest me, then, steal forth thy father's house tomorrow night, and in the wood a league without the town, where I did one meet thee once with Helena, to do observance to a morn of May, there will I stay for thee. My good Lysander, I swear to thee by Cupid's strongest bow, by his best arrow with the golden head, by the simplicity of Venus's doves, by that which knitted souls and prosperous loves, And by that fire which burned the Carthage queen, when the false Trojan under sail was seen, by all the vows that ever men have broke, in number more than ever women spoke, in that same place thou hast appointed me, tomorrow truly I will meet with thee. Keep promise, love. Look, here comes Helena. Godspeed, fair Helena, whither away? Call you me fair, that fair again unsay. Demetrius loves you fair, O happy fair. Your eyes are lode stars, and your tongue sweet air, more tunable than lark to shepherd's ear, when wheat is green, when hawthorn birds appear. Sickness is catching. O, well favour so, yours would I catch, fair Hermia, ere I go. My ear should catch your voice, my eye your eye, my tongue should catch your tongue's sweet melody. Were the world mine, Demetrius being baited, the rest I'd give to be to you translated. O, teach me how you look, and with what art you sway the motion of Demetrius's heart. I frown upon him, yet he loves me still. Oh, that your frowns would teach my smile such skill. I give him curses, yet he gives me love. Oh, that my prayers could such affection move. The more I hate, the more he follows me. The more I love, the more he hateth me. His folly, Helena, is no fault of mine. None but your beauty would that fault were mine. Take comfort. He no more shall see my face. Lysander and myself will fly this place. Before the time I did Lysander see, seemed Athens as a paradise to me. O, then, what graces in my love do dwell, that he had turned a heaven unto a hell. Helen, to you our minds we will unfold. Tomorrow night, when Phoebe that behold her silver vistage in the watery glass, decking with liquid pearl the bladed grass, a time that lover's flights doth still conceal, through Athens' gates have we devised to steal. And in the wood, where often you and I upon faint primrose beds were wont to lie, emptying our bosom of their counsels sweet, there my Lysander and myself shall meet. And thence from Athens turned away our eyes, to seek new friends and stranger companies. Farewell, sweet playfellow, pray thou for us, and good luck grant thee thy Demetrius. Keep word, Lysander, we must starve our sight from lover's food, till morrow deep midnight. I will, my Hermia. Helena, adieu, as you and him, Demetrius dote on you. And we will continue tomorrow with some more of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Today's poem is A Red, Red Rose by the Scottish poet Robert Burns. O, my loose like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. O, my loose like the melody that sweetly played in tune. As fair thou art, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry. Till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, I will love thee still, my dear, when the sands of life shall run. And fare thee wheel, my only love, and fare thee wheel a while, and I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 mile. Sometimes it takes a long time, a very long, long, long time, to get over a one-sided love. Smokey had this experience. Sally called when she got the word. She said, "I suppose you've heard about Alice." Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, and I could hardly believe my eyes as a big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's going to go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't want to know, because for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I got to get used to not living next door to Alice. We grew up together, two kids in the park, carved out initials deep in the bark, me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high, and just for a moment I caught her eye as the big limousine pulls slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's going to go. I guess she's got her reasons, because I just don't want to know, because for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I got to get used to not living next door to Alice. And Sally called back and asked how I felt. She said, I know how to help get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know, I've been waiting 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared. I don't know why she's leaving or where she's going to go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't want to know, because for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice. No, I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. And spare a thought too for people living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult. Be ever grateful. Look and listen for the extraordinary in the ordinary. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. It is an honor to have you listening. This is Radio Richard Ireland. Slán agus bunacht leat.